Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Kama Lamed Vav, Baba Kama 36b, pagination is 72. We start from the last third of the page, right after the parentheses, the statement of Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learnt over there. Hatokeya Lachaveiro. A person does a certain act to his fellow. Rashi tells us two understandings of the word tokeya. One is makeyu kineged ozno. He hits him opposite his ear. Lishna acharina, or another approach, is tekiya mamish, a blow of noise. And the rule is, nosen lo sela, he has to give him a certain coin because of the embarrassment. So Rashi points out, this is beyond whatever damage might have been done, or healing that needs to be paid for. This is just due to boshes, the embarrassment of this act. So if we understand it to be a hitting opposite the ear, presumably there was a certain type of act of ridicule or reprimand or whatever it is. It's an act of embarrassing the other person. And likewise, this blowing was also an act of embarrassing. On the next line, Ahu Gavro, there was a story of a person, Detaka Lechavre, that he did this act to his fellow. And we know from other statements that even though boshes generally wasn't collected in Bavel, but there were situations, either because the person was toe-face, the person grabbed, or he makes a statement that he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael to have the judgment heard. In any case, on some level, the person who did this embarrassing act owes the money. Amale Gavra, the person said back, Ha'ilu palga de zuzahu, the only amount that I'm going to get paid is half a zuz. Loboina, I don't want it. Nisfe la'aniyim, give it to the poor. Hoda amale, then he changed his mind and said, Nisfe ne'li, give it to me. Ezel ve'ivri ve'nafshoi, I'll be able to use it to heal myself, to take care of my problems. Amale Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Kivar zachu be'aniyim, the poor have already acquired through your commitment, through your statement, and you can't retract, it's already theirs, even though you didn't make a kinyan. Even though they're no poor right here now, we represent the poor. Rashi says, because Rav Yosef was a Gabbai Tzedakah, it is possible, even if Rav Yosef personally wasn't present as the Gabbai Tzedakah, there may be some other greater acquisition or neder that somehow the poor have already acquired it because you have made your statement. So we have a Gemara describing money owed because of embarrassment, which is a touchy topic outside of Eretz Yisrael at the time that they had this special ordination. And we have a person who said, give it to the poor, and then he changed his mind. And this is a very important topic to be expanded upon on hopefully a different occasion, where if a person makes a verbal commitment to the poor, even to a poor worker, it has a different level of binding nature than if it was a verbal commitment to a different person without an actual kinyan. As much as we say, hein shalacha tzedek, whatever you verbalize should be observed, but there is a difference if a kinyan was not done. Over here, because it was to the poor, even though a kinyan wasn't done, it's on some level, depending on the application, already binding. Let's move on to the next page on the third line. Another case of embarrassment and the payment because of it. Hanan Bisha, Hanan the bad one. He gets a wonderful title in the Gemara. We'll see why. Toka le'ahu gavra. He did this toka, which again Rashi described either as a hit or as a blow, and he did it to some other person. Also, lekamei Rav Huna, they came to Rav Huna. Amale zil havle palga de zuza. You need to give him half a zuz. Havle zuza muka. He had a zuz, a full zuz, but it was a damaged one. Ba'i lemisvele minei palga de zuza, and he wanted to obtain from this damaged coin a half a zuz so that he could pay up. Lohava mishtakale, but no one would take the coin in order to exchange it. The Ben Yoyada explains that even though this coin was acceptable as payment because it was a coin and it had an embossed image on it, so it was a valid coin from the kingdom, but because it was damaged, people would not want to take it and give change. If you were giving it to me, and it's mine, so I take it as payment. But you want to give it to me so that I should give you good coins? People didn't want to do it. So he was stuck. He had this full coin, and he has to only make half payment. Toka le acharina. So he did a toka to the person a second time. V'yave nele, and then he gave him the full coin. Here's full payment, because now if I owe you half for one embarrassment and half for another embarrassment, so I give you a full, and we're good. And how disgusting. If he's paying for embarrassment, so he's going to do it again. The Ben Yoyada applies a fascinating pasuk from Koheles. Makom ha-mishpat shama ha-resha. When a person gets into being such a stickler on the law, but he misses the point, that's where you'll find wickedness. And that's why this person was described as Hanan Bisha. This Hanan Bisha is such a stickler that he wouldn't give the person that he embarrassed the full coin without getting his money's worth. And the result is that he gets this title. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining me.